What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Don't Be That Sucker Simp. So I'm walking outside here in Antigua, Guatemala. It's one of the historical sites. All I know is, this country's for short people. All I know is that church behind me over there has been around for like 250 plus years and they're still using it. So we're gonna walk around this area, show you a little bit of Antigua. It's nice here. You have to remember we're about 5,000 feet up in the mountains or in the highlands. So during the day, it's like mid upper 70s. At night, it gets down to like 50, maybe even upper 40s. So this is the type of place where you can wear a shirt, shirts, and flip-flops during the day, and then at night you can dress in a suit. I'm gonna try to clean the it is what it is. This is a crappy iPhone, so anyways, you all can hear. That's really the more important thing. So today's video, guys, we're gonna be talking about don't be that sucker simp. I made a video earlier today, guys, about how the women here are all pretty much paid to play, the tourist woman there is. But I had to make that video private because some of the information in the video regarding stories about some of the friends I have might have been a little bit too doxing. You know, somebody who watches the video and they put one and one and one together, even though I left a lot of information anonymous, you know, somebody can put one and one and one together. So that person requested I edit the parts about, you know, the family members out or about the friends out. So I, you know, we honor when people want a video taken down in case it might be a little bit too revealing if somebody actually puts one and one and one together. So this video will be your consolatory video up until I edit that video and put it back up hopefully tomorrow. So point of this video, don't be a sucker simp, okay? So on the way to Antigua from Guatemala Airport, I took a shuttle bus from the airport to here. Okay, the shuttle bus is $19 one way, of course. You can go on Guatego, GUATEGO.com. You can book the shuttle from there. You can actually book the shuttle from the airport in person for like $15. But the good thing about booking it online is that you get their WhatsApp information. So you can let them know, like in my case, the plane was late because it's a trash airlines, Spirit Airlines. So the plane was running late, and I'm like, hey guys, we're gonna be a little bit late. And they're like, okay, we'll hold up the bus for you. Plus they can confirm everything for you ahead of time. So I'd rather pay the extra couple of dollars before I even come into Guatemala, and I already got the bus taken care of, okay? Guatego is pretty much the Guatemalan version of ADU or Flexbus back in America, okay? So I'm taking the Flexbus, I'm taking Guatego, which is their version of the Flexbus, to here. It was a shuttle, it wasn't like a bus, you know? It was a shuttle bus, you know? So it was pretty much all tourists. Obviously, they're coming off of the planes. They're coming to Antigua. Everybody goes to Antigua. Guatemala City is a dump. Don't even bother with Guatemala City. Unless you're gonna, of course, you're gonna have to take your plane from Guatemala City because there's no, you know, Antigua is only like 30 miles away from Guatemala City, but it's like literally a world apart. Anyway, so on this shuttle, there were these two tourists. One guy was like a 50-plus-year-old Canadian, retired lawyer. The other one was this young German girl who's camping all over Latin America. And, you know, for the 1 hour trip, they were talking nonstop. And it was really sad hearing how sad and pathetic most tourists are here in Antigua, guys, you know. The guy was talking about how, first of all, the guy was obese. He had a double chin. He was balding. So he was talking about how he was a corporate lawyer for most of his life. He hated it. He also claimed that alcoholism is very high among lawyers because even though their job is really good at paying them, they just hate their job. So he was telling this young German girl that he hated his job. He finally made enough money to like retire, and now he wants to travel all over the world. It's like, dude, you're that 50 plus year old creepy white dude, balding with a double chin, and you're like trying to come here and sleep with a young woman, dude. That's fucking creepy, bro. It really is, you know. The vast majority of men who do come to Latin America, they fall in that boat of being old creeps who want to get with a young woman. Now, the girl, this young German girl, first of all, guys, vast majority of white women in Latin America, they're like, they're not even a bottom shelf bicky, okay? These are usually girls who are about average at best, okay? The hot white girls, they get flown out to Dubai, you know? They don't come to Latin America and bum it with a bunch of, you know, incels or oofy doofies. So, this German girl, she was traveling all over Latin America. She had a boyfriend back in Germany. Of course, he's working his ass off, paying her bills while she travels all over Latin America. Do you guys think that this blue-eyed blonde white girl is actually celibate in Latin America, waiting for her German boyfriend to come back? Hail to the no, she ain't. She's out there getting smashed and dashed on a daily basis, okay? The problem here, guys, is that you have genetically inferior males and you have homely looking women here. So this type of parasocial relationship, the guy effectively speaking is a John, the woman effectively speaking is a prostitute, yet they want to play it off as if, oh, I'm just a dude who likes to see different cultures, and the woman is like, oh, I'm just a girl, I like seeing different cultures too. But the reality of the matter is the girls are prostitutes and the men are Johns, okay? Now, mind you, I'm talking about the foreigners. I'm not talking about the locals. I don't care about the locals, okay? There's far more white people here than even native people here. And it's really sad, because when I walk past all these nice restaurants, guys, I see decent looking women. They're like a five, okay? And they're usually with some much older, balding, ugly, fat dude. And you don't need a degree from Harvard. You can easily figure that she's probably some shiksa that he got off of seeking arrangement. You know, a lot of these women are simply not happy with the guys that they are with. And the only reason they are with them is because the dude is footing the bill. I've said this before, guys. There are far more Airbnbs here that are more popular, that cost $200+ a day, than Airbnbs that cost $30 a day. Why? Because these GIs, these genetically, see? I don't know if you can see them behind us. Homely looking white woman, dudes. These women will never ever be flown out to Dubai. So they come here and they hope that some GI, some genetically inferior male would, like, you know, spend money on them, you know? So when I walk past all these restaurants, guys, like I said, I just see oofy doofy, either see oofy doofy white dudes or bald, old, fat, ugly white dudes with somewhat moderately attractive woman. It's a pay-to-play arrangement. I don't care how you slice it, how you dice it. Vast majority of tourists in here, they are doing prostitution. It is what it is, guys. Now, I don't want you guys out there to be that sucker simp, okay? I don't want you to be that guy to get some sharmuta who's gonna take your money, she's gonna use you, she's gonna abuse you, she's gonna treat you like a walking ATM. I'm gonna do a U-turn right now, guys. You probably can't see it. Maybe if you freeze frame a little bit, it's right behind me over there in the window. Maybe you can freeze frame. Yeah, moderately attractive woman and an oofy doofy. Obviously, guys, she's not with him because he makes that pussy wet. Let's get that out in the open right now. She's with him because he's footing the bill, period. Okay? So you guys out there watching this video, it's imperative for you not to be that oofy doofy, okay? Don't be that sucker simp who's paying her. Hola, senor, ¿cómo está? I see you later. That guy ripped me off, man. I bought incense from him for like $4. Should have been more like fucking a dollar or two, but you know what, guys? He probably gets like one customer every couple hours, you know? So, hey, he needs the money more than me. So, good deed, I guess, right? Anyways. Oh, by the way, guys, don't buy from Indians. When I say Indians, I'm not talking about Yogi Obe's people. I'm talking about, you know, the Native Americans, okay? You know, the Spanish people of European descent, they actually hate the natives. You know, they call them Indians, by the way. So don't buy from Indians, aka natives, unless A, you're willing to get ripped off, or B, you're willing to haggle, okay? So some friendly advice there. Anyways, going back to the sucker simp story, okay? So a lot of these guys out here, man, they're about the total complete opposite of Chad. They are the perfect example of a beta male soy boy simp, okay? So, of course, they're gonna use money. They're gonna go out, rent an Airbnb, $200 a night. They're gonna take her to some fancy smancy restaurant, drop, you know, $50, $60 on her. You know, they're gonna take her to a trip up in the mountains, you know, go see the volcano, shit like that, you know, take her out to the lake. I think it's called Lake Atasen or Altasen. I'm actually gonna be going there in a couple of days, by the way, guys. So I'm not staying in Antigua all the time. I'm only staying here for a few days, then it's off to the lake. And after that, it's back to Florida. So a lot of these guys who come here for a week, guys, they spend buku amount of money. I'm talking probably close to like $10,000, you know, because again, who's renting an Airbnb for $300 a night, man? Who the hell is renting that? Obviously, it ain't me, you know? So I see all these white dudes, especially the younger white dudes, you know, the older white dudes like the lawyer who is in his 50s or 60s. Yeah, he can afford to waste money on pretty much a prostitute, okay? He can do that. But these young oofy doofy types, unless they have a rich father that they can go, "Daddy, can you wire me $10,000? A lot of these young dudes, they put the entire trip on credit card, you know? Imagine putting an entire trip on a freaking credit card, you know? Imagine putting $5,000, $10,000 on a freaking credit card just with the hopes that some sharmuta is gonna touch your pee-pee, okay? That's how a lot of these dudes here operate, and I see it in their face, okay? I see it. When they're walking with the girl, she's disgusted from him. He's an oofy doofy. He's a GI, he's genetically inferior. She's, you know, she's disgusted of the dude, and the dude has a look on his face that effectively says, this bitch is scamming me. This bitch is using me. This bitch is not gonna touch my pee-pee. And yeah, dude, she just wants your money, bro. You're literally a walking attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says. That's what you really are to these charmutas out there. But a lot of guys, you know, they have to find this out the hard way. And, you know, some guys will never, ever learn. That's the problem, dudes. A lot of guys out there, they will never, ever learn what happened because they are so blue-pilled. They are so genetically inferior that, again, says so in the Quran, summun bukmun umin la ya'qulun, deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not return, and they do not think. Furthermore, it says summun bukmun umin la ya'qulun, which means deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not return. Meaning that these GIs, these genetically inferior males, there is no hope. There is no redemption for them. Look, if you get scammed by a girl once, you're gonna learn, dude, okay? Especially if you waste money on, you know, especially if you waste big money on a charmuta, you're gonna learn. But if you come back for round 2, 3, 4, and 5, sorry, bro. At that point, it's a you problem, okay? So this is what a lot of you guys out there have got to understand when it comes to the dynamics of tourists. You guys got to understand, every white girl here in Antigua or in San Cristobal, she wasn't hot enough to be flown out to Dubai. So her consolation, some oofy doofy who's either willing to say, daddy, give me money or put the trip on credit card, or some, you know, old, creepy, balding white dude, you know, who's willing to throw money at her because, you know, he's retired. That's the guys that they're selling their pussy to, okay, guys? You need to understand this and understand this really good, okay? All women are for sale, period. I don't care what these hoes say. They're all for sale, okay? So as you guys know, I walk around, this is a tourist area, I make these videos, I don't care. You know, I would say to a girl to her face, I would say, listen, you're for sale, okay? And they know they're for sale, you know? A lot of these women out there, guys, they can't hide it anymore, okay? You know, I think Better Bachelor did a video on MGTOW TV today where a girl came out and she said, you know, so what if I slept with 100 dudes? So what if everybody saw my pussy on OnlyFans? I deserve love. Nah, you don't. Nah. Yeah, there was a white couple that just passed by me. The girl was looking at me. See, this is what you guys need to understand, dudes. These white girls, they're with a loser. They're just with a soy boy. They're just with some dude that they just want to use, abuse, drain him of his resources, okay? I want everybody watching this motherfucking video to understand, all these hoes out there are for sale, okay? The only time you can get yourself a girl and keep her under wraps is if you're a murderer, terrorist, a rapist, drug dealer. That's because women like dudes like that, okay? This is why I'm telling you guys out there watching this video, you gotta be able to be abusive, okay? Now, I'm not telling you to beat a bitch. I'm simply telling you, you gotta be able to, like, abuse a woman, whether it's mentally, physically, verbally, you gotta be able to abuse her. Guys, women like abuse, okay? You guys gotta understand, women ain't shit. They know they're not shit. And when you treat them like shit, they respect you for it, because they know what that you, they know that you know what's going on. But these oofy doofy guys who are like, okay, honey, happy wife, happy life. You know, women don't respect dudes like that. They really don't. Okay, guys? So trust and believe, just about every modern woman you see walking around in San Cristobal, here in Antigua, wherever, they're all for sale, dudes. You know, it's only a matter of time until the relationship with the oofy doofy or the old creepy guy is gonna come to an end, guys. It's all transactional. And unfortunately, you know, unfortunately, the GI, aka the genetically inferior male, he doesn't know that, dudes. He doesn't know that the relationship he's in is solely based on the fact that I'm paying for this $200 a night Airbnb. I'm paying for this fancy schmancy meal, okay? Once I can't afford that meal, once I'm like, hey, bitch, I ain't paying for this shit no more, she's gonna be bouncing on the other cock. A lot of these dudes out there, they don't know that, okay? And again, they're gonna find out the hard way, you know? Some will go MGTOW. Vast majority of them are gonna be like, well, I chose wrong, you know, better luck next time, you know? Dude, no. At the end of the day, I want 95% of guys watching this, okay? 95% of guys in the Western world, you need to understand, you are simply a placeholder until the bigger, better deal comes along. If a guy's a little bit taller than you, a little bit cuter than you, a little bit richer than you, guess what? He's gonna get her pussy. It is what it is, guys, okay? So, best thing to do, guys, is one of two things. Either monk mode, where you just don't deal with women. Either you become a Chad of some sort and women just give it up to you. Or you do a combination of pay to play. Because at the end of the day, guys, you're going to pay for it one way or another, okay? Would you rather be with a girl who's going to charge you $10,000 to come to Antigua for a week? You know, you're going to put all that on credit card? Or would you rather find a girl like the San Cristobal girl, be like, hey, baby mama, let's go out and have a nice dinner, and then she does triple monkey backflips for you, like Coach Craig Adams says, you know? This is how you guys out there gotta think. There is no more relationships. Relationships do not exist. Definitely, definitely not with the modern Western woman. It's all about situationships. There is no more relationships. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. So, in conclusion, guys, vast majority of women out there, they're for sale. Women who travel, it's pretty much prostitution, dudes. It's pretty much, hey, who's willing to take me to this nice Airbnb? Who's willing to feed me at this, you know, fancy schmancy restaurant? That's all it comes down to. All right, guys, so that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.